The report, prepared by the state's community colleges and various workforce development agencies, urges the gaming industry regulators in Massachusetts to take a proactive approach to workforce development. Holyoke Community College President William Mesner says if Massachusetts does not have the trained workers the gaming industry needs, the casino operators will go out of state to hire.
The governor very pointedly said that the focus of this effort was to generate jobs for Massachusetts residents, particularly those who reside in places like Holyoke and Springfield, where we have high levels of unemployment.
The report recommends the commission set the requirements for employment in the casino industry, including residency, basic educational needs, criminal background checks, and drug screening. It urges the creation of a certification for all potential casino workers and a license for the actual gaming jobs. It's estimated that of the 10,000 casino jobs, 4,000 will require a license. Further, the report recommends the Gaming Commission designate the Casino Career Training Institute as the only provider for training for the licensed casino jobs. The institute is the collaboration of the state's community colleges and various workforce development agencies. Messner says the community colleges are in the best position to recruit and train people to work in the casinos.
We're going to be using the curriculum from Atlantic Cape Community College in New Jersey, which has been in the casino training business for about 30 years. Their curriculum is used literally all over the world, and we will be using their curriculum for those jobs.
The report from the community colleges was presented Tuesday to an informal meeting of the Gaming Commission conducted at Holyoke Community College by two of the five commissioners. Commissioner James McHugh praised the report, calling it very exciting and very comprehensive. Developing a workforce for the casino industry won't be inexpensive. The report estimates the cost of training at $9 million. Commissioner Bruce Stebbins said funding will need to come from a variety of sources.
They want to present us models as to how to do that. Has some of it come through other training sources, through the feds? Could we tap existing current state monies? What role can the operators play in helping pre-fund these programs?
The resort casino in western Massachusetts would be the largest construction project in the region's history, and representatives of the construction trades urged gaming commissioners Tuesday to require the builders to hire part of the workforce from the host and surrounding communities. Frank Callahan, president of the Massachusetts Building Trades Council, said there is an ample local pool of skilled tradespeople to fill all the casino construction jobs.
It would be a great boom. As you know, we've had a real blue-collar depression, particularly in the trades. We've taken it very hard in the last several years. This will offer opportunities for young people and others in the area across the state to get apprentice training, to get the skills, the safety training, and a career with good wages, union benefits, defined benefit pensions, and health insurance that everybody wants.
Several companies are expected to compete for the only casino license that will be issued in western Massachusetts. Ameristar Casinos and MGM Resorts International have proposed projects in Springfield. Mohegan Sun has pursued a casino project for many years in Palmer. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.